Hey, friends.
How's it going?
So today we are sharing Grayson and Dylan's Waverly Estate wedding.
Yes.
Hey, friends. We are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think. And follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks. So if you don't know where Waverly Estate is, it's...
You're not alone. No one knows.
It's in Lunenburg, Virginia, which is like an hour and 10 minutes south of like Chesterfield County.
Yeah. So it is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But once you get there, it is just spectacular.
Amazing. Yeah.
It is such a cool venue. It's like this old home with just beautiful rooms. Like every room you walk into, you're like, ooh, this one's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's like, and they have really big rooms.
Yeah, they have really big windows there too, so there's a lot of natural light. There's not many trees around except for the ones trees where they host ceremonies, where Grace and Dylan had theirs.
Yeah. And then they also have a like historic little chapel on the property, mm-hmm. too, which is beautiful. Big open white, I mean just gorgeous. So another really cool ceremony location.
Not typically what you think of when you think of old historic chapel.
Right.
It's like super bright in there. We actually did some bridals for Grayson and did half of them inside in that chapel because it was so pretty.
Which we'll have to blog those bridals.
We will. Too, because it's coming.
Oh my gosh. Yep. It was one of my favorite bridal sessions ever. Mm-hmm. We took so many pictures that day. And then they also, Waverly Estate on their property, just built like a permanent tent structure.
Yeah.
So it sort of looks like a tent, but it's a real building.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the walls, all the sides are just like big windows that you can actually slide open.
Yeah.
And
they're not even really windows. They're like a, it's almost like a, I want to say like a saran wrap, but it's not. It's like a really thin plexiglass almost, but they all slide. So if you're mm-hmm. like in one corner and you're like, oh man, how do I get to the other side? Just open the wall behind you
and go around. It was hysterical when they did the cake cutting. Dylan opened the door because he was kind of like in the corner where the cake was. He opened the door right behind him because he knew Grayson was about to smash cake.
Exactly.
In his face. So he like ran out. It was pretty hysterical.
It was, yeah.
So they come in handy.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because the building itself has like a whole like formal section where it's like actually there's like real walls. There's some like
fireplace.
New renovated bathrooms, a fireplace in the middle,
uh-huh.
like a little like balcony area.
Yeah.
So it's a great little mix between the two of like a tent and like an actual finished building.
Yeah, it is.
It looks awesome.
It's a great structure to be able
and
to have
perfect
on a wedding
for
property.
Photographers. So
yeah, it makes the light and everything so pretty. So that was wonderful. And Grayson and Dylan just had fantastic details the mm-hmm. whole day. I feel like this post is going to be full of detail pictures. Sorry in advance. But their florals were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's aunt made the cake, which I think is
really.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. So it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So impressive. All the details throughout their ceremony space, they had actual candlesticks, which I feel like
mm-hmm.
most people aren't allowed to do anymore, but it's just is so like elegant and timeless. I loved them. The greenery on the bridal table was gorgeous. Their invitation suite was so tight. It was just pure white. I mean, it was just all pretty throughout the whole day.
And it's not only pretty, the guys also have a great little like basement area, which is like a TV and a pool table. And they have like this old bar in like an even like lower part of the basement. It's really, mm-hmm. it's quite fun. So
yeah,
there's a lot there.
So Grayson was actually my student teacher a few years ago.
When you were employed.
When I was, I'm still employed.
Yeah, you're employed now. You're employed by yourself. Yeah.
When I was employed, you make me sound like... Okay, yes, I did go full-time photography this
year.
Yeah,
woo-woo!
Okay, so
That was a good thing. It was like when you were employed, you know, like a...
When I used to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Grayson's mom's a teacher, too. It's mm-hmm. like the whole family. Anyways, she was just a gem of a student teacher. I loved having her in my classroom. And I just absolutely adore that we were able to go and like shoot her wedding and just be able to spend some more time with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we shot their engagement session a while back in Richmond. They came to Belle Isle in the Tredegar area and did their engagement session with us, with their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems like forever ago now.
It does. Well, it was. It was like pre-COVID. It was when you were still employed, when you're still a teacher.
Like, before or after teaching the only way that Michael knows how to tell time.
That's right.
Yes, that's so true. But it's so funny because that's when I first met Dylan, but I felt like I had known him forever. And they've been together forever. 11 years, I think they said.
Yeah, they had a board at their cocktail hour that said first meeting when we met. When I said yes. I don't know. It was really cute. I don't remember the way. It's probably in the photos. But 11 years.
So. Yeah. Which is just great. All the speeches were like.
Yeah.
All right. Consider you family, even though it's been forever that you've been family. It was really sweet.
It was.
I feel like their whole wedding was just like a big family gathering.
Yeah.
I think from, even like, the people that weren't family, it's like they're. They might as well be family. They both are from this really small town, and
I think the whole town just showed up. The town just showed up to the wedding, and then all went back.
Waverly, and then went back to the town. Right. Yeah, I mean, it really is. Yeah.
You could tell.
It was just every single person just felt like they just loved and just like cared for everyone they were beside the whole day, which was just a really sweet thing to be able to be a part of. But so anyways, I had just met Dylan for their engagement session, and then when I showed up on the wedding day and I finally met her sister Emma, I felt the same way. I was like, how is this the first time that I'm meeting you?
Right.
Just because I feel like I had known them just through Grayson talking about them. You can just tell there's so much love in her family and in this town. So it was nice to finally be able to like see that and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on the wedding day, they decided to get married at this one great tree that's right behind the house. And they set up the tree. It's kind of interesting. The tree kind of faces towards one side, but there's a couple of things that are around there, and they set the chairs around those items. So it was, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a little semicircle. It was like a little, almost. Yeah. It was a really cool like ceremony setup.
Yeah.
And I think their initial thought, they wanted to be able to get married in that cute little chapel, but because of COVID and all the craziness that goes along with that, they wanted to be able to do it outside.
Right.
And for it to be the backup location, it's just.
Yeah, it's like it backs up straight to the house. So like Grayson's walk out was like straight down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Like that shot down is just like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Grayson and her dad coming down the aisle was like one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah. You're welcome. I took that. Thank you very much.
Good job, babe. Not competitive at all.
That's right.
We should do something one time of like who our took favorite. This picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. It's so sweet. I mean, their relationship, they did a first look, just the two of them. It was so sweet. And then them coming down the aisle was just adorable. And just to be able to, like, I don't know. Again, just, like, them finally getting married is just, like, so sweet.
Yeah.
And I loved how both the dads gave speeches at the reception. And I loved both of them just said, like, you've always been family, but, like, now it's official.
Right.
That was really cute.
Yeah. And especially Grayson said, I think, teared up, like, during his like welcome
speech. Oh, they both too. Did. Like, was, for sure.
Yeah.
There were lots of tears.
There were so many tears.
Happy tears.
Yeah, very happy tears. Agreed.
Anyways, go see some of those tears. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a few of our many, many favorites from their day. And we'll be sure to post Grayson's bridals too, because that can't be missed.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next week we'll do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So come back and you can see even more of these two.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
just one, her, but just still.
Her. Worth it.
Yeah. Congrats, you guys.
Love you both.